Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim. This time I'm joined by a familiar voice, co-host of the Suplex City Limits podcast, host of the Federation podcast. It's your boy, Tyler Fudge.
Right? I know. If you haven't had enough of me yet, here I am again. Some poor sop has turned on this episode thinking, oh man, I can't wait. Heard my voice, man. Not again.
I'm just impressed that you were not like the first guest, right?
Right. I'm so happy I wasn't, because I would have been like, yeah, I'll promote it. Yeah. Hopefully you get somebody else.
There it is. This time we are back to watch more pro wrestling along with you. So this time we have New Japan Pro Wrestling 1988, Crusher Bam Bam Bigelow. I guess they weren't good enough with Bam Bam Bigelow. They had to add Crusher.
How convoluted is that? Yeah.
Versus Big Van Vader. So they're big in there, too. This match is available in the description. There's a link to it on YouTube. It is, how long is this? 11 minutes, 15 seconds. So you can sync it up and watch along with us. Get yourself to zero. We'll change them to this time from here out, I think. To zero. So get to zero. We'll do the countdown. You can watch along with us. 3, 2, 1, play.
So it's, I'm assuming, the 60th of something? Well, usually that means like the 60th like title defense or something, but I don't know if there's a title in this match.
Yeah. I don't know much about this match. So I guess we're going to see what we have. But you can't go wrong. I was like, dude, Bigelow and Vader? I mean, I know that they later tagged up in Japan, which is one of the most absurd tag teams of all time.
Oh, man. Imagine trying to come up with the tag team that would have to beat Crusher Bam Bam Bigelow and Big Van Vader.
Yeah. There you go, Bam Bam Bigelow. One of my favorite guys always. I think growing up as a chubby kid, I was like fat wrestler, so.
Who is that in front of him?
I don't know. It's his young boy.
I guess that's, so, hey? That's, young boy number 7.
Is that Sasaki? Well, it said Sasaki on the back.
Did it? Okay, fair enough.
What's that dude's first name? It says K. Sasaki.
I don't know. I'm going to go Kenzo. Fuck it.
Kenzo? Kenzo? Somebody watching this who knows better is like, you fucking idiots.
That fucking tall. The same guy that doesn't want to hear my voice, probably.
I was thinking of, Kensuke Sasaki? Is that somebody?
Man, sure. It could be. It was very possible.
So baked. Oh, this is not going to be a long match. Oh, shit. There it is.
Here he comes. Here he comes. The Mastodon himself.
Oh, dude. With the helmet, too.
I've always loved the helmet. I think, in my opinion, WWF, because when he came into the WWF, I had seen pictures like in WOW magazine and shit like that.
Yeah.
Where it would do WCW and WWF. And I had seen him with that great big mask.
Look,
and when he came to
that.
WWF and didn't have it, yeah, no. Like, look at the fans, just.
Dude, how fucking.
Just look at him, just me. Fucking. He just fucking pops somebody, because he can't see shit, right?
Yeah. It's just like, I'm going to hit anything that fucking comes near me. Oh my god, he's terrifying, dude. Imagine being like a, you know, because Japanese people are little.
Yeah.
I mean, you just see this thing, like, what the fuck?
This is like a Power Rangers episode come to life. That's what this is. Man.
Fuck. And then with
look
the
at
smoke.
That fucking steam, yeah. Whatever the fuck it is, smoke steam. Imagine, back then you'd need apparatus that big on his back to create that little puff. Now you can do it with something the size of like a vacuum seal bag.
You ever see the shit where he in WCW, he'd take it off in the ramp and like do like a big pose thing and it would go off, and then sometimes he'd do the pose and it didn't go off. It's like, fuck me, man. What a matchup this is.
This, yeah, and we're looking at it now. We're 3 minutes into this 11-minute match.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be a huge contest, but I bet you when they lock. Oh, look at that. He did a fucking flip. Bam Bam did a cartwheel.
Yeah. I'm not going to fuck around. Yeah,
Vader has not even taken off the mask.
He's going to fight in it. Fuck it.
I'm going to stab him.
Oh, man. I'm going to need to call the fucking Power Rangers. Oh, and the mask. Yeah, that's right. He did that for a while.
There's really some hard cuts on this, eh? Like, New Japan in the 80s had some really... Ooh! Oh,
yeah. Ooh. Whoa, what the fuck?
Oh, whoa, Jim. I guess... You got us an edited version.
I guess.
Or unless it's just that bad of a cut.
Oh, we could be watching an abridged version of this.
Very, very possible. But, I mean, they're in a... Well, I mean, Bam Bam sucking Vader's teat is what he's doing.
He's just like treating him like fucking Mama yeah. Bigelow.
My nipples are sensitive, boy. Go down to my midsection.
Why is that shit? There you... Fuck, am I tripping out? Or look at that shit at the bottom. Like,
right?
It's like fucking mind control. Like, yes, master. EBC, RKC, KBC, NBC.
This is the codes. See, these are the cheat codes.
It's not fair to use the cheat code. Holy fuck, this is exciting, huh?
Oh, finally, we have broken the power struggle, and now Vader is clubbing Bam Bam in the head in the only fashion that Vader could. Except, unless it was Stan Hansen.
I'm just hoping that there's no more edits in this.
That would be amazing, Jim.
Because if this like skips ahead to the end, we've just filmed recorded a fucked up episode of this show.
But giving more ammo to the people that doesn't like my voice. I haven't even had somebody tell me they didn't like my voice. I'm just assuming that there's one guy that listens that would rather not hear me.
I've heard comments about the way that you use a scene. Like, how you've seen everything, or, like, I've seen that. Yeah. I've heard comments about that.
Look at that big backdrop. I guess
you don't have to do much, really, in this.
No, you really don't. You really don't. But when it comes to my proper or improper uses of scene, if you're born in Newfoundland, you would use it wrong as well. As most were. You should have heard me before, Jim. I had to relearn the whole language, almost.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess I don't know what I expected for this match. It is fucking awesome.
You look at Bam Bam. Bam Bam can do flips. You look at Vader. Vader was pretty agile as well.
Ooh,
3-point stance into a timber.
Nice sail. All right, there we go.
Yeah.
It's cool, though.
It is. Oh, yeah. No, it's two big men, and this is a way two big men should fight.
You don't have... I mean, well, you don't have a single fat guy as good as either of these guys now, but you don't see many matches like that where it's like, holy, this is going to be two giant fuckers going at it, you know?
Well, yeah, and because I think a lot of that is today's wrestling. You have commingling of everything. People want to see the small guy against the big guy, or, you know, like... They run too many shows that all these matchups with the big guys are already done. You know what I mean? You take New Japan. Whoa! Vader, you just about died.
Jesus. Dude, I thought that rope was going to break. I thought it did break.
He came impaled, that's for sure, on the rope.
Holy fuck.
It's like a seesaw.
Well, Vader's stiff as fuck, of course.
Of course. Bam Bam looks like he's got a welt on his head.
Yeah. But these are like the top two fat guy wrestlers of all time, not?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't say there's many that could rival them.
I don't know who else you can throw in there. We're probably...
Big Boss Man, maybe?
No.
He was, I mean, he wasn't much of a... That's true. Ray Traylor, really? I suppose. I'm hard pressed for another fat guy. I mean, you could go with modern day, maybe Samoa Joe.
I don't think Samoa Joe is near as big as fucking either of these guys, I mean.
No, but you don't also see many guys this big anymore.
That's true. Oh,
Jesus, that was pretty stiff. Armpit right to the forehead.
Yeah. And we all know that Vader smells like shit. That's a common thing, is that he never washed his gear and he smelled fucking awful.
I mean, he beats off with his shoes on, right? So imagine.
Exactly.
Takes nude pictures. I bet you, yeah, like... That's not even the first time I spoke about this. Jesus.
Probably puts that little fucking, like, the toy version of that helmet on the head of his dick and takes pictures of it.
Oh, you imagine? Now, I didn't really notice. How close did he get to those fans that time when Bam Bam got out of the way?
Yeah, pretty close. Man. They know to get out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you were that tiny and you see something that big, I'd get out of the way, too. Big headbutts to the shoulder.
Yeah.
He's really working the shoulder of Vader. A guy that does the Vader bomb.
I mean, I guess that would stop him from doing the Vader bomb.
But you could just not.
Fuck you, ref. Oh, yeah, that ref deserved that shot.
Right in the back of the head.
I don't know if that was planned or not.
Bam Bam being, I guess, Bam Bam's baby face?
Oh, I imagine.
Imagine Bam Bam Bigelow baby face. When I look at a guy with a full head tattoo, I scream, good guy, too.
That's WWF fucking screwed the pooch on that.
Oh, yeah, they did. You're fucking right. Like, they did.
Why is this guy Hulk Hogan's friend?
Right? This guy seems like the exact opposite of Hulk Hogan's friend.
Yeah, he should be fucking up Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, exactly.
I love how we just get a backup ref in there, no problem.
Oh, yeah, no, very quick. And that ref looks to be more spry. He looks to... We might have a third one soon, Jim.
No, that was the other guy in the front there. That's like the next ref.
Yeah. There he is. This is the next ref right there.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That was shitty. Oh,
that was a very bad shoulder tackle. And look at this. Vader does not
want to
go over.
I think he did want to go over. He just couldn't get over. Kind of like him in WWF.
I was just going to make that joke. I'm so fucking pissed you got it out where I did.
Here's a surprise Vader can't get over.
Yeah. Just a fat piece of shit. Whoa, he got over that, though.
Holy shit.
What the fuck was that?
That's a hammer.
Just rolling around. This is how this match ends, obviously.
Oh,
obviously,
man.
Double count out. Obviously, this is fucking.
If this ends in a draw, we need to find the Oh, Magnum TA!
Oh, Magnum TA!
I'm gonna come on you like no one's ever come on you before.
Wait till we get to the back.
Oh, shit, who's that? I can't even tell who that is.
That Jesse Ventura? No.
No.
No, they led him nowhere near this fucking. Is that Silver King or no? What was it?
I don't know who that is offhand. It's just a dude.
Oh, it's Hawk. It's Hawk.
Oh, isn't that Hawk?
Yeah, that's Hawk.
That's it.
That's it.
Dude. Oh, man. Well, we're going to have a continuation. If we find some continuation of this, that's probably how it is. They probably go to Japan and like, well, we'll just fuck it. We'll just brawl in the crowd. Done. No one loses. Awesome.
There's a... Vader versus Don Fry match. That's 15 minutes.
That might be something. I don't know about Don Fry wrestling. Well, that's going to do it for this episode, no less.
Oh, right. I forgot we're recording. We're not just watching wrestling, hey?
We'll be back in the future for another episode. So that'll do it for this one. Thank you for listening. Follow me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. We'll see you again, fans. Ringside.